Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies, while Haifa experiences a mild breeze, making it a perfect day to be outside. In Eilut, temperatures are already rising, promising a warm day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the Jerusalem Film Festival is set to open with a strong international guest list, despite the war. Record crowds are expected at the annual event hosted by the Jerusalem Cinematheque from July 9th to 19. Also, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu claims settler violence is exaggerated. He blames the courts for leniency and insists only a small number of youths are involved. Also this hour, JNS reveals thousands of cigarettes were discovered hidden inside a Gaza pineapple shipment. The discovery was made at the Lachish crossing during a routine inspection. Separately, I-24 News has an IDF spokesperson stating Israel is ready to act if war with Iran resumes. The spokesperson emphasized the readiness to do whatever is necessary. And finally, Israel Hayom Hebrew reports that a message from Whitcomb and Kushner led to the renewal of American attacks on Iran. Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif's words reportedly provoked a strong response from the Trump administration. Reaction has been swift on social media. AMK Mapping, an account following global conflicts, reported just minutes ago that evacuations of civilians have begun in Kostyantynivka, Ukraine. Russian forces continue to consolidate in the area. Belaz News, covering major global events, noted that the United States bombed railway infrastructure in northern Iran. A source told I24NEWS that if Iran continues firing, these strikes could become regular occurrences. RT by Jabush shares that CENTCOM completed a series of strikes against Iran last night, hitting around 90 military targets along the coastline. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Jerusalem Film Festival. According to the Times of Israel, this year's event is particularly significant as it aims to project stability amidst global unrest post-October 7th. The festival is a key cultural event showcasing both Israeli and international cinema. For many, it's a sign of resilience and normalcy in challenging times. Turning to the comments by Prime Minister Netanyahu, Ynet details how he faced pressure from international media over settler violence in the West Bank. Netanyahu downplayed the scale of the issue, attributing it to about 150 youths, and criticized the courts for their leniency. This highlights ongoing tensions between Israeli authorities and the judiciary regarding security measures. Meanwhile, the discovery of contraband cigarettes hidden in a fruit shipment highlights ongoing smuggling issues. JNS reports that customs officials at the Lachish crossing uncovered the cigarettes during a routine check. Such incidents underscore the challenges Israel faces in securing its borders and preventing illegal trade. On the diplomatic front, the IDF's readiness to act against Iran is a critical development. I-24 News details that the spokesperson underscored Israel's preparedness amidst rising tensions. This statement aligns with recent U.S. military actions against Iran, suggesting continued vigilance in the region. Finally, the message leading to renewed U.S. attacks on Iran signals a dramatic shift in U.S.-Iran relations. According to Israel Hayom, the words of Iran's Foreign Minister Zarif were pivotal, prompting the Trump administration to strike. This escalation has serious implications for regional stability and international diplomacy. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports a stalemate in integrating Haredi men into the labor market. The Labor Ministry's annual report reveals a shift from a historic shortage of software developers to new challenges. Separately, Globes highlights a rise in home construction costs in central Tel Aviv by 15.4%. The latest estimate from the Real Estate Appraisers Association shows significant increases in building costs as of June 2026. And finally, Walla Business reports on Tunuva's supply chain issues causing a cottage cheese shortage. A computer glitch has disrupted production, with high demand leaving shelves empty. The company is working to resolve the issue promptly. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.